Hi, this is a discharge summary dictation for William Cox, WILLIAM COX. Date of birth is 4/22/1977. Date of accident is 9/25/2022. And date of discharge summary dictation is 2/2/2024. The patient, William Cox, allegedly was involved in an automobile accident on 9/25/2022, where he was a passenger and he was a resident driver, but he was hit on a passenger side T-bone in Detroit near West Pilgrim Road. The other driver had not stopped on a yield sign and car was totaled. The impact of this accident caused him severe headaches located in the front and the both temples, severe sensitive to light, and were associated with dizziness, vertigo, loss of concentration, ringing in the ear, blurred vision, and as well as ongoing loss of memory, depression, panic, lack of concentration, focus problem, occasional balance problem. Patient started having sleep difficulty, panic, pain started affecting his head with the headaches, along with this pain in the neck, mid back was the worst, and the lower back to the tune of 7 to 8, with radiation to mostly right buttock, but sometimes left buttock up to the knee. He also started having severe pain in the left shoulder with difficulty in lifting the shoulder in forward flexion beyond 100 degrees with the motor weakness, and also pain in the right elbow area, especially in the medial and lateral epicondyle, and is presence of carpal syndrome with the effect on second, third, and fourth finger being numb and weakness of the grip. The patient has continued treatment, conservative, with physical therapy, chiropractic treatment, with the counseling and neuropsych medications. He also underwent 4 epidural injections for the cervical and 3 epidural injections for the lumbar region, and 2 sets of facet joint injection involving C2, 3, C4, 5, C5, 6, C6, 7 bilaterally were done. He has undergone 2 to 3 sets of elbow injections, and also into the left shoulder intra-articular as well as tendon injection for rotator cuff. The patient has 20-25% improvement overall. He has been advised to consider surgery, which he has declined. He was also advised to consider spinal cord stimulation device and was referred to a neurosurgeon for surgical consultation, but patient is not interested. He also doesn't want any new MRI to identify the causes for the pain at a different institutions. The patient is not able to lie in the MRI, even open MRI he has not been able to lie, despite promising him benzodiazepine for the event. At this time, his case has not been filed, and we believe that after this discharge summary dictation, his case will be filed and he can conclude, this case can be concluded. At this time, we do not have more to offer for him as far as treatment is concerned. And although the treatment can continue, but eventually it will dictate on what more can be done for him. He's taking oxycodone from Dr. Gene Michaels and Dr. Abhari, A-B-H-A-R-I. And physical therapy max rehab has been done for more than a year. Chiropractic treatment has also been taken. He's provided with a right arm a splint for the wrist for carpal tunnel, ACE bandage, and he has been provided information about the neck and the lower back traction, home exercises, and all the DMEs has been provided to him. Otherwise, he is stable. He is not able to do his job at the workplace that he was employed earlier, prior to the accident. and he actually is on SSI, so he does not have any issue of working anymore. So thank you so much. Otherwise, he's medically stable. And even if no surgical intervention is done for his spine, he'll be all right. Will not have any incontinence of the urine or bowel or any problem with the erection or any major issues as related to the spinal cord compression or even nerve root compression. Thank you. Please send this dictation to JC Auto Law or to thank you.